pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
It's Gary Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march.
Wiley stands at his own 24, waits for the snap. Rogers deep for Nebraska. Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back up the field to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45.
Calling the count, he turns, tips off to Rozier. Rozier turns, he's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown. Touchdown!
To the yard, snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger, and Nebraska takes the lead. It is history.
Once again, everyone, it is a Friday before a Husker Saturday in Nebraska. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis is out today, but we will hear his selections. We're also going to catch up with Matt Davison. You heard the catch there in our open today. It's Missouri week, and that means flashes of Matt Davison as long as Husker football is around. So I guess that's eternity, and we'll be catching up with him coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Friday means Daddy's college and NFL picks, as we said, and Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. It's a football Friday. We'll touch on other news, including the Major League Baseball playoffs, a new addition to the UNK family, and also some great high school volleyball last night. We'll look at Hastings and UNK and the Huskers, what they've got going on this weekend. It's all there for you, and we open up the Dent Popper inbox and the phone lines to start the show today. Already emails flying in, text messages flying in. All you have to do is fire them off to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We will say that we are looking forward to having you join us on the program today, and a great football weekend, and maybe some beautiful weather taking us into tomorrow. Looks like the wind's going to kick up, and that may be a factor in tomorrow night's football game. We have not had to weather in the weather so far this year. Haven't had to factor that in. But tomorrow night, if the wind might be swirling at 25 to 30 mile an hour, could affect what Chase Daniel and Joe Gans and the offenses do. We'll just have to wait and see. Supposed to be pleasant as far as the temperatures, but the wind could be whirling around. That's not going to affect probably most of the high school games in the area tonight, but because of their run-oriented offenses. But it could affect those that want to put the ball in the air. As we head into the second half of the high school season, you would expect to see some weather like that. We are missing the big fella today. Excuse me. We had a long volleyball match last night. I think it took more out of me than I thought. But we are missing the big fella today, and we want to send our condolences out to Tony's family. He lost his grandfather this week. The funeral is today. So our condolences to the Davis family on the passing of their father, grandfather, uncle, and to their family. We want to say we're sorry and we're thinking about you today. So Tony will be back with us on the program on Monday, unless he goes dancing down the street after a Husker victory. Daddy will be giving his NFL and college predictions. And Derek, he has taken a different path today.
Yeah, he has.
All of his college predictions are from the Big 12.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Congratulations. Let's talk about a new member of the UNK family, Carol Russell and her husband Todd, with their second child last night. And, you know, they got that out of the way before basketball season officially got going. Avery, 8 pounds, 7 ounces, and the coach will not be on the bench tonight. But congratulations to Todd and Carol and the UNK family welcoming Avery to the world last night. 8 pounds, 7 ounces. Congratulations to Todd and Carol. Don't forget, UNK is home for volleyball tonight and tomorrow. The football team on the road at Pueblo. Hastings College volleyball's on the road this weekend. Football team is at home tomorrow. Kind of a unique situation. UNK and Hastings College football teams both taking on brand new programs to the conference. Now, for Pueblo, they had football at one point, but haven't had it since 84. You really can't count it, but it's a different animal here. They are 2-2 in their first year back. Usually you get a new program instituted, and it takes a while not only to be competitive, but just to get a win. Now, that kind of is the case for Dort. They're 0-4. They have a few good players on that football team, as Coach Paul Merkowitz told us earlier this week. But that could be a different animal tomorrow at 1 on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS. And if you're going down for the Huskers tomorrow, keep in mind you can catch the Husker volleyball team. They're playing at 3 o'clock at the Coliseum, so plenty early enough that maybe you catch the Husker volleyball, you go to the Husker Pavilion. The Unity Walk will be there when the Husker football players walk through that area at about 5:30 approximate, and then get ready for the football game and still have plenty of time to tailgate and hang out with all of your friends and catch not only football but volleyball tomorrow. Well, what do you say? More disappointment from everywhere around as the Cubs are even more embarrassing last night than they were on Wednesday night. Embarrassing. Embarrassing, embarrassing, embarrassing. Carlos Zambrano having trouble finding the strike zone and then gives up another grand slam home run. And, you know, the Cubs that I was used to watching here throughout the year, just because it was 5-0 didn't mean it was the end of the world. And for the Cubs, that didn't happen very often. But you know what? It was the second inning. And they folded like a house of cards. They folded like Marsha Brady hitting her charm bracelet on top of the house of cards. It was horrid. Horrid. 7 innings to go. Put some offense on the field, and I guess bottom of the second. So 8 innings, 8 at-bats left for the Cubs. And you just look like it's over, and you play that way. Embarrassing. That's the word. I mean, I feel sorry for Cub fans. And Carney, brother-in-law, I know parents are rooting for the Cubs. They kept showing Derek last night during that Cubs game. They kept panning to the young. They showed like a lot of teenagers, a lot of college kids with the rally hats. And I'm going, you get out of here. You don't know what Cub pain is. You maybe have been watching the Cubs for 10 years, or you've been old enough to experience Cub pain for 10 years.
I caught a little bit of SportsCenter this morning. They were showing a couple of fan emails from Cubs fans, and some of them were saying, why doesn't everybody just shut up if you're not a Cubs fan? Because you have no idea. We've suffered through year after year after year after year of this. Everyone's saying, oh, just, you know, they'll probably go out the ball. Well, everyone's kind of just saying, well, stop complaining this and that. Well, the Cubs fans, they're getting brutalized.
Let's go to the email, the Dent Popper inbox. John and Carney fires off, hey, guys, just too bad that all the old styles couldn't make me forget the garbage that my beloved Cubbies put on the field last night. I don't know if it's the pressure of a city's expectation after 100 years or what it is, but I've seen many a little league team play cleaner games than that.
Four errors.
Maybe getting out of Chicago and going to Los Angeles will help, but I doubt it. Not the way the Dodgers have been pitching. Have a great weekend, guys. Should be a great one for Cub fans living in Nebraska. Within an hour, we'll probably see Chase Daniel and company run all over the Huskers and yet another Cubs season end in disappointment. John and Carney. Oh, the pain. I mean, the pain. I can see it now. You're at a sports bar or you're at home with both TVs going. You got Cubs-Dodgers, which is going to start at 9:05 Central Time, and the Huskers and Missouri, which is going to start around 8:10 Central Time. And you're just going, you're going to need a big old bottle of Jack or SoCo or all the old style that you can find wherever you're at because it could be painful. But let's be optimistic. It may not be painful. Maybe the sun will shine on you Saturday.
There's a chance.
I hope the Cubs win because I want to see it last another day.
Yeah.
I want to see it last into Sunday. And with the NFL again scheduling all their games early, the Cubs game will be on later. It'll be something to watch because there'll be multiple TVs. And
if there's anything the 04 Red Sox showed anyone is that it's not over till it's over. Going into that series against the Yankees and the ALCS, no one had ever come back from a 3-0 deficit. And the Cubs are only down 2-0, so anything could still happen.
I think it would be even better for the Cubs to come back from this deficit just to watch Cub fans lose their minds. They would absolutely. Can you imagine? I mean, what it would look like if Cub fan, they come back and win this, and they're up, I mean, they win it 3-2, and you're not even close yet to winning a World Series. Then you have to take on what looks like the Phillies, although the Brewers, I give them a chance to win Game 3, Phillies and Brewers. And then you have to go on to the World Series, where many people think the American League, whoever comes out of that, which might be the Boston Red Sox, could be just as good. 1-888-455-ESPN.
Here's Andrew from Kearney. He was at the game on Tuesday night.
Why, Andrew?
Why?
Well, now, how'd you get your ticket? You were at the Cubs game Tuesday night.
Yeah, I drove all night Monday. No ticket either. And
now, wait a minute. You were at the Cubs game Wednesday night. There was no Cubs game
Wednesday
Tuesday
night. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Wednesday night. Game one.
Okay, so now, do you feel comfortable telling us how you got the ticket?
Yeah, actually, I sat there in right field and watched, from that gate that they got there, I watched the first inning and the top half of the second, and I was like, I was about in the first row there, and it was starting to fill up, and I didn't want to leave, and I finally did, and I found a standing room only ticket for $30, and those were going for like at least $100 to $150 before the game even started.
Well, there you go. What do you think, being a Cub fan that you are? Is there any hope?
Well, they're going on the road. They're tight. They choke at home. Every infielder had an error last night, Doug. Every one of them.
And they weren't like smoking hot balls that they had
to
knock
down. No, they're routine. They wanted DeRosa there out of the inning.
All right, Andrew, give me your prediction. When does this series end?
Well, if it goes back to Wrigley on Tuesday, I'm going back, so... We got the Bulldog going on Sunday, if we get to Sunday.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck. I hope you have to make the trip.
I do, too.
All right, thanks for the call. Andrew and Carney firing it up at 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go back here. Well, we're going to have to change something. Please play that song we all love, Go Cubs Go. I guess it can't get any worse, but we still have a chance. There might be people on the railroad tracks this weekend. T-Man in Riverdale. Fires in once again, Torrey and Riverdale. Thanks so much for that, as the Cubs just... I'll do it for you, because we played Peanut Butter Jelly Time when it was over. So why not play this? Well, I might have to make up some new lyrics. Go Cubs, go! Oh, yeah. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Gonna get swept in L.A. I mean, what are you gonna do? Yeah. Thank you. They also got holes in their gloves. Maybe Vin Scully will bring you luck out in L.A. I don't know. It's just... Poor Cub fan.
Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win.
Well, one thing today, Derek, at least they're not going to lose today because it is a travel day. It is the American League Series today. The White Sox down 1-0 at Tampa Bay, and the Angels down 1-0 at home against the Red Sox. Those games going on tonight, so be checking those out. We'll be back into our Major League Baseball coverage early next week. We will switch it over to football. As Colin Coward was saying, it's still football. That's what folks want to hear when given a choice. It's football. And speaking of football, let's go to number two fan who fires us an email overnight talking about our NFL power rankings, where last week I had Dallas, Philadelphia, and Denver as my top three, and all three, of course, lost. Number two fan says, not surprising that your top three lost last week. Who are you jinxing this week? Cubs loss makes me smile, and for your information, Dallas would lose to most of your top ten. Thanks to T.O. Love the show. Number two fan. Thanks, number two. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em, Matt Davison from the Husker Sports Network, joins us to rehash the catch 11 years ago, can you believe it, against Missouri, that is shown everywhere in any sports highlight show. And, of course, Daddy's picks coming your way as well. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
It can be a difficult time for a high-risk business during a period of volatile markets. It's our responsibility to assist those kinds of operations. I'm Ed Bose, President, First Bank and Trust, Cozad Clay Center in Eustis. A major function of First Bank and Trust business is agriculture, certainly a high-risk business. Our record in assisting producers dates back to a history of excellence over 125 years. How can First Bank and Trust help you? On the farm or on Main Street, we're here to help. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad Clay Center in Eustis.
Destination fun doesn't stop just because summer has. It's still going strong at Cunningham's Journal. This weekend, enjoy the sounds of Red Wanting Blue.
So tell me where you are.
While relaxing in the laid-back atmosphere that Cunningham's has to offer, seasons may be changing, but the best place in Kearney for live entertainment and drink specials never does. Your destination for fun should always be Cunningham's Journal. Don't forget about football every Sunday, all day in high def, with 25-cent wings and great drink specials. Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney. Now here's a real eye-opener for you. Lind Eye Care of Kearney is moving. That's right. As of October 15th, their new location will be at 4107 7th Avenue. At Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs, whether it's new contacts or LASIK surgery. At Lind Eye Care, they'll treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to visit Lind Eye Care in their new location at 4107 7th Avenue, beginning on October 15th.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bridge, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You want to put maybe another 125 free gallons of fuel in your RV? It's like that when you shop the summer blowout at Rich & Sons Camper Sales. You see, they've knocked $300 off every in-stock refrigerator, $200 off any in-stock air conditioning unit. That's $500 in your pocket when you upgrade both for your RV. That's enough to put a few free bonus miles on the trail, so save a few hundred. Shop Rich & Sons Camper Sales right now during the summer blowout on refrigerators and air conditioners. South 281, Grand Island.
Mostly sunny skies develop across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures around 76. Southeast winds will also stay at about 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a low around 50 as winds stay out of the southeast on the way to 76 Saturday. On weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along for us. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number you need to know when calling the show. Well, like right now, because Cunningham's and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation are giving away a trip for four to see the Kansas City Chiefs play at Denver this December. Tickets, hotel, spending cash. The game is December 7th. Also, 42-inch LCD HD TVs, a Frosty Fridge recliner, all that going to be given away. Weekly drawings for T-shirts, gift certificates, tailgate chairs, various other prizes. Winners drawn after Monday Night Football every week, and you don't have to be present to win, but why wouldn't you be watching great Monday Night Football on the high defs at Cunningham's? We will be giving you a trivia question. If you're the first correct caller to answer the trivia question, you'll receive five registrations, which is more than the normal one registration, which you receive with an ice cold Coors Light or Miller Lite on Sunday and Monday during NFL football at Cunningham's. You can do that, but this is just as easy. Give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN. Here is your Cunningham's trivia question for today. Chance to win a 42-inch LCD HD TV or a trip for four to see the Broncos and Denver Broncos and Chiefs play in Denver in December. Much has been made about Nebraska 30 straight years. Well, it's been 30 years since Missouri has beaten Nebraska in Lincoln. What was the score the last time Missouri won in Lincoln? What was the score the last time the Missouri football team won in Lincoln? 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Derek will be looking for the correct answer. We'll get you signed up five times for that great gift package from Cunningham's and ESPN Radio. Back to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Mark zeroing in from Columbus. We sure appreciate it on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can listen anytime, including our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's. Great job on the match last night. He's talking volleyball. I was able to listen to it at work on the Internet. Really wanted to be there, but it was fun to listen to. Just want to say thanks for doing the games and putting them on the Internet. You and Daddy have always done a good job in your covering of high school sports. Keep up the good work and hopefully see you down the road sometime. Hope so, Mark. Thanks so much. What a great volleyball. And I got your P.S. I'll pass along the message. Great job last night by Ravenna and Central Catholic. The number one ranked teams in C1 and C2 gave you all you could possibly want. Three of the five sets won extra points. 19-17 in the fifth set. Central Catholic avenges the Saturday loss to Ravenna, which snapped their 37-match winning streak. And good news is they're not in the same class, so they both have a chance to bring home state titles. But there's a few other schools in the area that are going to have something to say about that. We do have a winner in our Cunningham's ESPN grand prize giveaway. What do we have there, Derek?
Craig from Upland called in and knew it. 35-31 the last time the Missouri Tigers beat the Huskers.
And the last time Missouri was our final game of the regular season. Oh, after the very emotional win over Oklahoma, as older Husker fans like us will remember. Then the next week, Missouri comes in and 35-31. It spoiled a family reunion I was at. I do remember that being the case. So congratulations to Craig. He's the winner. Don't forget 1-888-455-ESPN, the phone number you'll need, because coming up towards the end of the program, it'll be Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. We've got Daddy's Picks coming your way as well. Before we go into another break and bring in Matt Davison, want to just give you a couple more notes here. In high school volleyball last night, Wood River looks good. They win the Hastings St. Cecilia tournament by beating the hosts in the final last night. Adams Central picks up a win. Kearney Catholic picked up a pair of wins, including one over defending state champion Ord. Aurora got knocked out by Lincoln Pius last night and pretty handily in straight sets, so we'll see if they are able to bounce back. Shelton continues to improve as the season moves along. It looks like they're starting to find the pieces again. Had a great team last year, and they win a pair of matches last night, as did Kennesaw Clay Center. And how about Overton? They go in and knock off a couple of teams who had better records than them that were state-rated. They do it both in three sets over Alma and Southwest, so not so hot for Alma and Southwest, but good news there for Overton, who's playing some really good ball. High school football, here's what you can hear tonight. Every game is on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com, and here's where you'll be able to hear them on the radio. ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will host Southwest. ESPN 1550, Columbus Lakeview is at Adams Central. 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings will host York. Power 99 FM, Silver Lake at Axtell. And The Breeze 94.5 FM, Kennesaw will be at Giltner. So that's what's going on for high school football in the area tonight. And I think we've caught up on just about all the notes we wanted to pass along, except, unbelievably, the Tri-City Storm begin their season tonight. Did this just sneak up on everybody, Derek?
Yeah, it did. Coming up really fast here. They open on the road tonight down in Lincoln. Next home game already coming up next weekend.
Well, their schedule, obviously, after that debacle that the league put them in last year, and wow, should be embarrassed about the schedule they put out if any team had to play five of their first 21 games at home and the other 16 on the road. You ought to just be fired as a schedule maker from the USHL office. But they changed it up, and the Storm will actually play four of their first seven on the road. It's a very balanced schedule. They're at Lincoln tonight, at Des Moines tomorrow at 7:05. Go to their website if you want to listen to the games. You can find out more information there. The home opener 1 week from tonight against Sioux City. And don't forget a special Monday night, October 13th game. Bliss Littler and the Omaha Lancers coming in to take on first-year coach Tom Rudrud, of course, been the assistant the last 4 years. So let's see if the Storm can get off to a good start. You know, so much is made of the Matt Davison catch. Also, a Heisman Trophy-winning moment. I believe this run, which was also against Missouri, at Missouri. Don't forget Eric Crouch is broadcast on Fox back in 2001. It is pretty special. We'll take a break and be back with Matt Davison after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
Microtel, everyone's in seventh heaven. Is it because we have free wireless internet in every room, our MicroPass frequent guest program, free get up and Joe breakfast, or the free local and long distance calls? Maybe it's because for the seventh year in a row, Microtel was again ranked highest in guest satisfaction among economy budget hotels by J.D. Power and Associates. Wow, 7 years in a row. Somebody must really like us. Book a great hotel at an even greater price. Visit MicrotelIn.com. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to JDPower.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Keith Jackson for FreeCreditReport.com. In the grand old game of life, your credit score could cost you or save you a lot of money. That's why it's so important to check your credit at FreeCreditReport.com. Log on to FreeCreditReport.com, and faster than you can say, "Whoa, Nelly," you'll see your credit score and credit report online. You can even print it out if you want to. Stay on top of your credit at FreeCreditReport.com.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Getting the satellite dish aligned is the worst part about tailgating. Well, Husker fans, it's time to take tailgating to the next level. Rich & Sons Camper Sales now has the ViewCube. The ViewCube is a portable satellite dish that can be used with your satellite TV. Great for RVs, campers, or even truckers. It sets up in minutes, and with only one cable and a wireless remote, you'll be watching your favorite games and shows in no time. The ViewCube. Quick, easy, and now affordable at $100 off the regular price. Only at Rich & Sons Camper Sales south of Grand Island. With Rich & Sons Camper Sales and the ViewCube, tailgating is better.
In Las Vegas, you never leave a restaurant hungry, and Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into great dining, is a sure bet with barbecue chicken and ribs Tuesdays, ribeye Wednesdays, fajita Thursdays, and prime rib Fridays and Saturdays. Try Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island, and remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's, including every Husker broadcast and pay-per-view, plus the NFL Sunday ticket.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at 1460 and 1550 AM.
Mostly sunny skies develop across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures around 76. Southeast winds will also stay at about 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a low around 50 as winds stay out of the southeast on the way to 76 Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal, your good time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
Does that make me crazy?
Doug and Danny Show. Hey, congratulations to the Pitt Panthers and Steve Peterson.
Woo!
26-21 over South Florida last night. Utah, miraculous type of comeback. Not real miraculous, but boy, they scored 10 points in the last 2 minutes to rally and win their game against Oregon State. So I guess they're better than USC is what everybody's going to say there, 31-28. There is a couple college football games tonight. Don't forget a college football tripleheader coming your way tomorrow. And, folks, whether you're at home watching football, at a friend's watching football, or if you're at the game tailgating, you know Troutman's Quality Meat is a grill's best friend. Don't go hungry, and don't just go, take out pizza. How about Troutman's, folks? Put a little effort in, because they sure do at Troutman's Quality Meats. Carrying the gang right out of the smokehouse, the freshest sausage around. We've got brats, garlic, sausage. You just can't buy fresher sausage around. USDA Choice Certified Angus beef, and ground chuck patties. You know you taste the difference. USDA Choice Certified Black Angus steaks. Troutman's ages their steaks 1 month before cutting, which guarantees you the most tender and flavorful steak you can find. If you've been there, you know it. If you haven't, you will. Troutman's Quality Meats, where delicious fall-off-the-bone pork and beef ribs are there today. Throw them in your smoker or on the grill. They'll be ready for game time. Every kind of seasoning you'd ever want. If you just need some snack sticks or some cheese or some bacon or some scallops, I mean, they've got everything. From the steak to the fish and everything in between. Great selection of beer and wine as well. Go in and check it out, folks. You will taste the difference. At Troutman's Quality Meats, across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney, T-Bone the Big Steer out front says, come on in. He doesn't move because he's just a statue. Okay? All right, people? Let's get that. 11 years ago, Derek, Matt Davidson set to join us in just a second, but it was 11 years ago where Brent Musburger comes up with the call, Missouri at Nebraska.
Third down. Across the middle. Juggle. Diving touchdown, Nebraska. Davidson on the deflection. Nebraska's a point away.
Well, Daddy, it is Missouri week as the Huskers and Tigers get ready to open up Big 12 conference play. And when we hearken back, there is one or two images when it comes to Nebraska-Missouri, obviously.
No, there's one.
Well,
let's get it right.
I was actually going to give Eric Crouch some love, but you won't let me. You won't let me.
Well, we're pleased to be joined 11 years removed from the scene, of course, on the Husker Sports Network, Matt Davidson. Matt gives us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt, welcome again.
Hey,
and thanks so much.
It's good to be here. Once a year, I get interview requests, so I can always count on you guys to come through for me. 11 years later, wow. I have a little less hair, a little more wrinkles and stuff, but other than that.
You know, I kind of asked you before. I mean, it's 11 years, and it's been harped on for 11 years. It's part of all Nebraska tradition, and every picture you see, I mean, you're part of that. I know you're proud of it, but at this point, does it get old?
You know, I don't think so. No, I guess the answer is no. It doesn't get old. It's a great memory. You know, I always say that it's strange. Probably the strangest thing about it is no matter where I go, when I meet Nebraska fans, people that I've never met before possibly, whenever they meet me, they have a smile on their face because they have a good memory of something that happened with me that long ago. And it's kind of an odd feeling that everybody that meets you is a happy person, but it's kind of cool at the same time. So, no, it doesn't get old, man. It's a good memory, and that's why you play the game, I think, is to have great things happen in the right place.
Matt, take us back to your freshman year, which that was your freshman year. When did you realize that you were a pretty good part of the team, at least offensively, and you were going to see significant action? Not many freshman receivers can say that at Nebraska.
Yeah, I would say it was probably the Thursday before the first game against Akron. And it wasn't before that. The Saturday before the first game, the opener, we had a scrimmage. And I came out and I lined up wrong twice in a formation and where I was supposed to be on the line of scrimmage, and I was off. And I had two flags in that final scrimmage. And I thought, well, this did it. You know, I'm not going to play this year. And I was going to redshirt. That's what I thought. And then on Tuesday of game week, Ron Brown told me, hey, we're gonna stick you in the lineup. You're going to play. Even then, I thought, well, you know, I'll see a little bit of time here and there. Heck, I was in on the second play of the season and caught the first pass of the year on the first drive of the year, on the first pass play called that year, and had three catches in the first game. And then I thought, hey, you know, this is something I can do. So it took right up until the first game before I really knew.
What about the kids now? We've talked to some kids that come in as freshmen. Todd Peterson saw some playing time there. Lance Terrell, I mean, they may be redshirt freshmen, but what advice do you have for those guys that are just starting out and seeing their first significant playing time?
I just think more than anything, it's the mental side of it that you have to get under wraps. You know, the physical side of things, I don't know. I mean, it's, yeah, everybody's bigger, stronger, faster, but most of the time as a freshman, you don't want freshmen carrying the load for your team. And so most of the time, you're going to have a little role as a freshman. Bobby Newcomb was similar to me in that way. Kyle Vandenbosch didn't redshirt that year. Joe Walker, Irwin Sweeney. You know, we were role player guys on that team, and so we filled little holes that they needed. I was a guy that they knew could catch the ball when they threw it to me. So, you know, with our running game, we knew that we'd have wide receivers running open, and they thought I was a guy that wasn't ever going to drop one, and that's why I played. And so it's the mental side of things more than anything. If you can go out there in front of 80,000 and knowing you're on TV and everybody's watching and not care and just, you know, act like it's just another play in a game, whatever, and you don't put too much pressure on yourself, then you can handle it. Some guys, you know, quite frankly, can't handle it when you're 18 years old, and some can.
Matt Davison from the Husker Sports Network joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt, I guess you go back and there's so many parts of that game the sprinklers come on, and people remember that. You know, you mentioned Bobby Newcomb. There's a pass play across the middle, which he catches kind of on his helmet and
right.
Somehow wrestles the ball in when there's two defenders right on him in the middle of the field for a monster play in that game. So many momentum changes and stuff. And then there's a pass interference call, which was not called. And
on that last drive,
The game was replayed earlier this week on Monday afternoon on ESPN Classic, and I think several people, when it's on, word starts getting around via text message now.
Imagine you at home on a Monday afternoon watching ESPN Classic.
It was 6 o'clock last night is when it wrapped up.
You know, my phone blows up every time that game is on ESPN Classic. Every time the play is played on Fox Sports or ESPN Top whatever plays of whatever, my phone blows up, so I always know when it's on.
And obviously, you can take us back to that moment and the elation. But what was that like being a freshman and all of a sudden, never before in your life did the spotlight shine as brightly on you as it did at that moment?
Yeah, you know, I always tell people when they ask me about the game that if you watch that game start to finish, it's still one of the best college football games you'll ever see. Yeah, it ended with this one play that everybody remembers, this one image. But at the same time, from start to finish, it was a heck of a game. You know, it was back and forth. Momentum shifted a lot. And I think that really showed the character of our team. Missouri had a great game plan, you know, and they were a good football team. Corby Jones is a hell of a football player. And so they had a good game plan, and they had us down, and we had to come back. And the leadership on that team was unbelievable. Scott Frost and Aaron Taylor on the offensive line, and Amon Green defensively, Jason and Grant and Mike Brown. I mean, you know, talent galore. So it was amazing that we were even in that situation, right? And you know, for me to be surrounded by guys that had already made their mark on the program and were legends, and to have a coach like Coach Osborne at the helm, and at the time we didn't know it was his last game, but then for me to be the guy, you know, this little skinny freshman from Nebraska.
White, very white, skinny freshman.
It has never been disputed. I am white. And, yeah, you know, for me to be the guy that caught that ball, that's what made it so special, I think, for me, was that, hey, we're number one in the country. And all of these guys, the Husker Nation, millions of people, their hopes and dreams every Saturday ride on the backs of these guys, these football players. And for me to have the opportunity to make a play like that was, yeah, man, it's pretty special.
Matt Davison joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for another couple minutes. Well, are the roles reversed coming into this week?
I actually only have a minute left.
Another request.
Okay, I'm kidding.
Sign the check, would you? Boss, could you sign the check? What about that? Are there similarities to where these programs are only flip-flopped to maybe where that game was? Missouri comes in with all the talent, the overwhelming favorite, and Nebraska is trying to pull the upset this Saturday.
Yeah, maybe if you look at this one season, you know, maybe it's similar, you know, but they don't have near the tradition and history mystique about the program like we had when we went down there. So, I mean, we were coming off playing in three of the last four national title games when we went down there, ranked number one in the country. They're not, you know, near that level.
Mm.
In fact, if you look at the last 2 years, and I'm not taking anything away from them, but, you know, what are the really big wins that they had? You know, even last year when they were supposed to be, you know, great. And they have a good football team, don't get me wrong. But they have to go beat somebody, you know, big time in a big bowl game or win a national title, then they can put themselves in. And not that they're trying to put themselves in our category, but that was your question. And so they're not to that level yet. But to come in here and win, they haven't done it in 40, 30 years. So, you know, this would be a big win for them. And until they do it, I'm not going to believe that they're going to.
That's an interesting thought. I think a lot of people, though, the public perception from Husker Nation is, how are we going to stop these guys?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's anytime you're facing an offense like Missouri's and as potent as they are, you know, they're in the top 10 nationally. I'm number one in the Big 12, but then their defensive side of the ball, they're 12th in the Big 12.
Yeah, last. So, you know, there's no doubt we're going to have to score some points.
This is BYU San Diego State all over again, isn't it?
You know, people are expecting a lot of points, and we're going to have to score a bunch probably to win this game. But, you know, are they a better football team? You know, probably right now. And they have a heck of a guy leading them in Chase Daniel. So they're going to come in here and be full of confidence. They beat us 41-6 a year ago. You know, these players, I tell people all the time, you know, you look at history. These players that play for Missouri now, they don't care that they lost here in 1980 or 1982 or 84, 86. Most of them probably don't even know, nor do they care one bit. These are different players. And different coaches, and for the most part. So, you know, they're going to come in here and be confident. They're going to probably put up a bunch of yards. We're going to have them make a couple of mistakes. They have to throw the ball to us a couple of times, put it on the turf. We have to be sound in every area. It's not that we have to play a perfect game, because they're not unbeatable whatsoever. I mean, I would say that we're closer to Missouri than Oregon State is to USC. So it's... by no means is this an unbelievably daunting task. But we just have to play smart, and we can't give them turnovers, and we can't kill ourselves with stupid mistakes, with penalties and stuff like that. And we'll find ourselves in the game. And at that point, I want to see Missouri in the fourth quarter when they're in a dogfight. That's when I want to see them make plays. I want them to have to beat us here. You know, they have to come in here in the fourth quarter when the crowd's going nuts. All the pressure in the world is on them, because it is. And they have to beat us in that situation. I hope we put them in that situation. And I think we will. I think this is going to be a closer game than most people are saying.
Matt, last question. We'll let you get out of here. Your grade or your thoughts on where Nebraska is now that the non-conference is done?
Well, I don't want to say that I thought we'd be right about here, but it is about what I thought. I didn't think we'd lose Saturday. But as far as the progression of the team, I think we're about where I thought we'd be, you know. We still have a ways to go. There's no doubt about it. And I knew this was going to be a work in progress, and it's going to take a couple of years to get this thing where we really want it. And you know, the talent has to get better. The players have to become more accustomed with what Coach Pelini and his whole staff want out of them. And it takes a while to change a culture of a team. And you know, the most important thing is that we start to win a few of these big games, and we have to start winning some of these games that are against top 10 teams where no one expects us to, and then all of a sudden people expect you to. And when expectations in a program start to go downhill, that's when you're in big trouble. You know, I'm never going to apologize for having high expectations for a football team, nor should our fan base. At the same time, you have to keep a realistic expectation of where things are today and how much time it's going to take for Bo to change things. And so, you know, overall, I feel good about where we are. I feel great about the leadership in our athletic department and in our football offices. And I think it's just going to take a little time. And once they get everybody brainwashed, I guess, from what they had learned, because understand, you come in as an 18-year-old kid and you've never played college football, you think this is the way it's supposed to be done. This is the way I'm supposed to practice. This is the way I'm supposed to prepare on and off the field. And they've had that ingrained in them for the last 4 years, and it wasn't the right way to approach it. I think we learned that. So Bo had to come in and change the way they approach practice and games and the way their mental makeup is. And on top of that, we need to get, you know, better players as well, more physical guys that are able to compete at the highest level of college football. So it's going to take some time. As of right now, though, I'm happy with the progression so far in a short season. Long ways to go.
Well, down the stretch, it was a night and day to what we saw a year ago.
Absolutely.
And I think that was evident, and I think that's one thing that everybody can kind of hold their hat on and say, you know what, we're back in at least that respect. You're going to get four quarters of football no matter who we're playing or when we're playing it.
That's right. And, you know, they take on the attitude of their coach. You hear that all the time. It's a little cliche, but, you know, it's true. He's a fighter, Bo Pelini, and And he hired great assistant coaches. Guys, we have a good staff, you know, and I hope fans understand that. We have a good football staff here, and they're committed to making this thing what it needs to be again. And so it's in good hands. You know, you just have to be patient. Doesn't mean that we don't expect to win every week, because we should, but understand when you don't that we're making strides. And even though we lost Saturday, it was a step in the right direction because we were right there. And that was a good football team. Now, Virginia Tech was good. I hope you guys have said that. I'm sure you have, since you're such, you know, great football analysts. But, you know, they should have been a top 10 team in the country coming in here if they wouldn't have not had those their two best players the first game of the season against East Carolina. So we lost to a really good team. People need to understand that.
Matt Davison, 11 years removed from 165 pounds, freshman. Well, Matt, what do you weigh, 167 now?
I am 182 pounds.
Lean, mean, machine.
What do you weigh right now?
You're the one
that brought up the weight.
Why are we always going to go there?
You're the one that brought it up. I mean, I probably ate just as much pizza today as you. But... you know, my metabolism just, I think
that's what it is. Yeah, nothing to do with workout.
Is that what you believe? Yeah. You blame it on all the time? It's metabolism.
Matt, outstanding stuff. Enjoy the week. Sure appreciate catching up with you again.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Matt Davison, Husker Sports Network, 11 years, the catch against the Missouri Tigers. Your thoughts, you can email us, Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But it's time to go to a break, and as we do, it's time to get you registered for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. If you have not went up against the crew here at the Doug and Daddy Show, give us a call. We'll take caller number 7. Going to take caller 7, 1-888-455-ESPN. If you're going up against this, you automatically win a $25 gift card to Johnny Casino's. Call now.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd on ESPN Radio. I've said it before, I won't endorse a company unless I know the people who run it and I buy into them. Well, that's what you get with Vizio, the number one U.S.-based flat panel TV company in America. I've got two Vizios myself, and I've been saying this now for over a year. With a rough economy, why pay for gas, parking, food? Stay at home, watch it on TV. Say it out loud, better quality at lower prices. It makes a lot of sense. VizioTV.com.
Around here, we talk a lot about odds. This college football season, Dr. Pepper is bringing you great odds on winning some really great prizes. Just pick up some Dr. Pepper in the limited edition football cans and enter your code at drpepper.com for a 1-in-6 chance to win prizes, like a trip to a college conference championship game. And the more you drink, the more chances you have to win. Now, those are some great odds. Dr. Pepper football cans are going fast, but remember, drink it slow. Doctor's orders.
Hi, this is Cindy from the Kearney Family YMCA, and we know that families change and the makeup of households are different for everyone. So we have brand new membership categories. That means we have something for you and everyone in your household. Due to popular demand, we are extending our membership special. Join on or before October 4th and you pay no building fee. We have no contracts and membership assistance is available upon request. You can work out anywhere, but you belong at the Kearney Family YMCA, where we build strong kids, strong families, and strong communities.
At our house, we always used to call evening meal supper, but at my wife's house, it was dinner. We may never be able to agree on which is right, but there's one thing we absolutely agree on. Supper or dinner at Big City Burrito is bound to satisfy. It's the perfect blend of flavors because you choose every part, from the made-from-scratch fillings to your choice of tortillas. And there's a menu just for the kids. At Big City Burrito, you walk in hungry and walk out happy. Dinner or supper, you can't beat a Big City Burrito. 2715 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see mostly sunny skies as we head through the afternoon with a high in the mid-70s and winds from the southeast at 5 to 15. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low near 50. Saturday, 76 degrees under clouds and sun and breezy conditions. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Right now, 63 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy will be bringing us his college and NFL picks. But first, it's our picks on Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. Johnny Casino's, the newest, beautiful. I just got to see him last night. It's a nice little eatery, sports bar going on just west of the Conestoga Mall on Highway 281 in Grand Island. And picking up the $25 gift card today, Jim in Loomis is our seventh caller, and he's going to go up against us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jim, good morning.
Morning.
Well, things are hot in Wolves Land coming off that big win last week.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. Well, let's see if the momentum can carry over again. No surprise, Daddy and I have yet to be defeated this week, so we'll see if the Wolves can come through and do it. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Since Daddy's not actually in studio, we're going to get Derek's picks to go along with us. But the first game today, Iowa at Michigan State. Jim, who you got?
Michigan State.
Derek, who'd you take?
I got Michigan State.
It's a clean sweep, although a close point spread. South Carolina at Mississippi. Mississippi home after that win against Florida, and they're actually favored by 2 in this game. I'm taking South Carolina. How about you, Jim?
Mississippi.
All right. Derek?
I've got South Carolina.
We go Auburn at Vanderbilt. This is where game day is going because Nebraska lost to Virginia Tech. Had the Huskers won, game day would have been in Lincoln Saturday. I'm almost glad they're at Vandy, but still, they're at Vandy. Auburn's only a 4.5-point favorite in this one. Derek, who'd you take?
Give me Auburn.
Jim, who you like?
Auburn.
Going to be a clean sweep. I don't know, though. Man, only a 4-point favorite. God, that's crazy. Stanford at Notre Dame. Jim, who you like?
I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to go to Notre Dame.
I still don't think Notre Dame is very good, but I'm actually going to pick them in this one. Derek?
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt at home as well, Notre Dame.
Michigan with a heck of a comeback against Wisconsin is going to host Illinois. Illinois at Michigan. Derek, who you like?
I like Juice Williams in Illinois.
You know what? I think maybe Michigan turned the corner. They're at home. I'm going to take Michigan. How about you, Jim?
Illinois.
All right, Illinois. There's one that could change the picks for this weekend. Florida State at Miami. Yes, that game is going on Saturday. Is it on TV? Is it on radio? I don't know. We're not carrying it. It wasn't even an option. Florida State at Miami. I am going to take Florida State because I just think they've got some guys that know what this rivalry is about. Jim, who do you like?
I like Florida State, too.
Derek?
Miami at home.
All right, takes the Canes. Probably the best game of the weekend, Ohio State at Wisconsin. Jim, who you like?
I'm Wisconsin.
Derek?
Wow, I'm going to take Ohio State.
I'm taking Ohio State, but this is the game for Ohio State. They lose this, season over. They win this, probably run the table. Arizona State at Cal. I'm going to take California. Derek?
California.
And Jim?
Same. Yep, same.
Let's go to a couple of Big 12 games to wrap things up. A lot of people are putting Texas on upset alert. Texas at Colorado. Jim, who you got?
Texas.
Hard to say either one of these schools. You know what? I'm taking Texas, Derek.
Yeah, hook 'em horns.
And Kansas State at home is only a 7-point underdog to Texas Tech. Texas Tech at K-State. Derek, who you got?
I got Texas Tech.
I'll take Texas Tech. Jim?
Yep, I'll take Tech.
It may come down to the mighty tiebreaker, Missouri-Nebraska. Jim, total points in this Missouri-Nebraska game.
55.
Predicting a shutout, it sounds like. Derek, what'd you pick?
I've got 68.
I'm going to go even higher. I've said 73 points. Jim, hey, congratulations. The $25 gift card to Johnny Casino's headed your way, and we'll see if you can snap our unbeaten streak. Have a great one. Jim from Loomis joining us on the show today. Let's go to Daddy's NFL and collegiate picks, folks. He did have to pre-record these with not being us on the show today. Let's hear them. What would a Friday be without Daddy's NFL and college selections? Daddy, you've been hovering around the 500 mark so far this year. How are you feeling going into this weekend?
Well, anytime I look at college football games, as you can tell by the selections I made, I don't feel well. I got to get that changed around. We're going to try and start this week. And you know what? I just went with an all Big 12 selection. Thought maybe I know the teams a little bit better, and maybe I see an insight maybe where I haven't. I can't do that national deal anymore. I got to concentrate locally.
All right. All Big 12 this weekend from the Daddy. I'm a little scared. Where are you starting?
Texas A&M at Oklahoma State. The Cowboys' third-rated offense in the nation. The Aggies' 101st-rated offense in the nation. Cowboys 10-4 as favorites. I'm going to lay 24 points, and I'm going to take maybe the most underrated team in the nation right now, the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Virginia Tech's offense wasn't rated very high either.
Fair enough, fair enough. But I still like the Cowboys. I think they're a very underrated team. Zach Robinson doing it. They're doing it on the ground. They're doing it through the air. This is a balanced offense. It's getting a lot. No publicity, no notoriety. I like Oklahoma State. Lay it at 24. I look at Texas Tech at Kansas State. Did you know the last nine games Kansas State has hosted, they've averaged just shy of 40 points per game? This is going to be a shootout. I'm going to take those 8 points. I think it's a sucker spread. I don't know why it's only 8 points. Tech is 7-13 against the spread away from Lubbock, Texas. I will take Kansas State plus the 8 points. My third selection, I'm just going right down the road to Lincoln, Nebraska. The Tigers on a 14-4 against the spread run. They had a week off to prepare. The Huskers have been allowing 46 points per game in their last seven conference games. 32 first downs last year, 606 yards. I know the defense is different, but the personnel is not different, people. Lay the 11 points. Go ahead and go to the bank.
What is your Nebraska prediction then?
I think that Missouri, I don't know how we're going to be able to stop Missouri. I think it could be 55-31, something of that or nature.
So the guy that's been telling me for I don't know how long, months, that Missouri haven't won in Nebraska in 30 years. What makes you think it's going to happen this time? Not only says Missouri's going to win, but they're going to run away and hide and cover the 11-point spread. What happened to the other guy?
I thought the personnel was better, frankly, and on the defensive side of the ball, it's not.
It's a good thing you got out of here early today because they're hunting you down. So let's go to the NFL. Again, recapping the collegiate selections, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Missouri, all Big 12 this week. How about the NFL?
I've got the Buffalo Bills at Arizona. I'm going to take Arizona minus the 1 point. The Cardinals, although getting a beat down at New York Jets last week, do you know they had 33 first downs? This is a team that can move the ball. The Bills versus St. Louis, only 14 first downs. The favorite is 7-1 in Arizona games lately. Lay 1 point and take the Arizona Cardinals. Tampa Bay at Denver. Denver minus 3 points. Listen to this. The Buccaneers 5-20 against the spread as non-division on the road. 1-9 against the spread on the versus the AFC on the road.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Denver 11-3 against the spread as home off a team with two wins. Oh, that's right. I had to go deep into the archives to find that. Denver minus the 3 points at home. The last one, Tennessee at Baltimore. The Ravens 20 points is what they've given up at home this year. 10-10. 30-12 against the spread as non-division host. Titans 3-12 against the spread off scoring 28 or more points. I like the Baltimore Ravens at home. Recapping, Arizona minus 1, Denver minus 3, and Baltimore plus the 3 points. Those are my NFL selections.
I'm a little scared about all of them. Daddy, best of luck here.
All right, have a great weekend.
That's Daddy's selections, NFL and college, for this upcoming weekend. How do you feel about those, Derek?
I don't like them. Not at all. Arizona, are you kidding me?
Hey, one more email to the Den Popper inbox. Den Popper, home of the Arma lining. Stop by and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate today on the Bricks downtown Kearney. Chris and Kearney called yesterday, but not today, because he's not sure our station would be able to afford the fines because of the words that are going through his mind. How the hell Zambrano actually kept his cool halfway on the mound is beyond me. Lou needs to call up Kosuke's sensei and get some advice for him and the team. But let's stay positive and rally. But if it doesn't happen, thank God I'll be working, and thank God I work at a bar. One bit of advice for the Cubs, Chris says, bat, ball, hit the damn thing. Hey, good luck, everybody. We will see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tony will be back in studio with us. Want to thank Matt Davison for joining us on the show today. Daryl Morris and, of course, Paul Merkowitz join us for Monday with Merck and Morris. Don't forget college and NFL football all weekend long, high school football tonight. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we will see you on Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game
over!